Blog Talk Radio.
Show up today, that would be super busy. Let's see if anyone shows up. So, anyone paying attention? We had a shooting last night on Virginia Beach. Two people dead, 8 people wounded. This is getting really crazy. I mean, what is the point? Why are we doing this? And why are we doing something about it? Oh, a good question. Not sure if anyone's going to show up today. But we'll see. I've got my thing open, so I'll be able to see whoever comes on. Let's get some ohms going. It is almost April Fool's Day, you guys. Almost. Almost. Let's see. So while we're here, everyone, does anybody know about the barge that's stuck in the canal? Yeah. Yep, there's a boat stuck with live animals and all kinds of shit on it. And they can't move it yet. It's going to take weeks. There's live animals on that ship, Mom. Live animals are on that barge. Yeah. There are live animals on that barge. Yep. We had a shooting in Virginia, Mom. It's like one firecracker going off, just doesn't start going on off after you. It's so strange. People are so strange. Someone's being extra today. I'm doing a radio show on YouTube. But yeah, people need to, like, wait and stuff. I've been doing some, for people in jail, stuff like that. It's been pretty interesting. Since I am now doing stuff for people in jail for my show. That is insane. Having a small following. Life's crazy. Hey, maybe someday someone will pick up my show, huh? Actually make some money from this stuff. Of course, I'll still do stuff for people, of course. Can't forget where you came from. For today, I start sounding like shit after working a little bit over here at my restaurant because it's so moldy and dusty. I am allergic to good mold and dust. I don't know. We'll see. I gotta guess now. This thing is weird. I am
Thank you.
It worked. You're on Max the Cheese. Hello?
Hello?
Hey! You made it!
Hi. Are you doing readings today?
Absolutely am.
Great. Can I have a general about my life?
Sure. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yes, we can. Let me grab my cup.
Great.
I feel these ones will be appropriate for you. Alrighty. A general it is. Everybody just I've been playing music on here lately to see if maybe someone picks up the vibe. Every time I do, someone comes. So yay. I'm glad this method is working. Excellent day. All right, so I will find you on the good since you already watched. Let's check it out. All right, so here we go. I'm going to be content at the moment. Oops. Maybe some thought. Another king on top of a king. Someone's going to be moving on from something. Another king. Are you planning to leave a relationship?
I can't hear you. What'd you say? Am I planning to what?
Are you planning to leave a relationship by chance? Or are you in a relationship that seems content and there's about to be some newfound secrets, or things look decent enough to everyone else, but inside the relationship it's not great and you're thinking about leaving it?
Well, I think I'm leaving my relationship with my parents, although I left it a while ago, but that has been another area. And I'm also thinking about leaving my apartment, as in finding a new home.
All right. So we're leaving something. Okay. So that's where the Three of Swords come in. All right. Because I got three kings here. That's why I'm asking. All right. Well, I see. First, you have the Ten of Cups, is what we started with. So things look like, you know, from the outside looking in at content at first. But then the Eight of Cups came up in your recent past. And then the King of Swords right now. And then the Fool in the future. So in your foundation, you have the Chariot. So those are the first things that popped out first. I laid down three cards each in each section to get a better view. So from here, it looks like you're leaving a relationship with somebody. Or in this case, there's three kings. So a relationship with a family, like authoritative. You know, family members. That Ten of Swords is like you cutting the head off the dragon. So that's like cutting people off. And then you have the Fool in your future, so stepping out into a new journey, basically, closing off doors. The Three of Swords represents, well, a breakup of some sort. Ergo, cutting off the parents. Having to redo that, obviously. Are they the narcissist in your family?
Yeah, they are.
Narcissist parents are the hardest to cut off, especially because you'll go back and you'll go back and, you know, you'll find yourself giving.
I'm not doing that anymore. That's actually, this is the completion. Yeah.
Okay. So that broken heart has turned into a selfish heart because you have to learn to be more selfish with yourself and less, more of a no instead of a yes, and letting someone enter the boundaries that they push themselves through and over. So the Hermit and the Five of Pentacles is on top of your Fool here, and then you have your next to your Ten of Cups, you have the King of Pentacles, which is basically that's you taking control and deciding who gets to stay and who has to go. The Ace of Pentacles is the decision to pick up and move and leave, starting an adventure, basically. Your Chariot is the moving on from and the carrying on. Now, your Five of Pentacles is right side up, so it's a window, not a door, but not to worry, because the Hermit is self-preservation and contemplation right now. That window will flip and turn into a door, which will be coming in the next 5 months. So in the next 5 months, here's it. The final outcome here. There is a Knight of Swords in the mix. Now, this can stand for a few things. Now, for me, what I'm getting is it's going to be them or somebody in the circle of which between you and them, because there's a Seven of Swords, where somebody's going to try and either sneak into your life again or cause drama, but your outcome is the Nine of Cups, so you are getting away from a toxic environment, and things will be thwarted because you're going to say no.
Yeah. That's good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye. I do have one more for you. Your Knight of Pentacles. I forgot. Your seven of Pentacles here was sitting on it, which was basically you deciding and getting everything in order. Your Knight of Pentacles is letting you know not to worry. You can do this, and there's good news around the corner with money. So in the next 5 months, things are going to be changing. You're going to be getting things together. You are separating yourself from the toxic environment. Somebody's going to try and cause some drama. You're going to stop that, and you're going to get your wish of peace and happiness.
Oh, what a nice reading. Thank you very much. That sounds great.
Welcome. I'm always here Thursday through Sunday with readings. I try to be here anytime, but if you ever need, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a great day.